Hey, Mama, you're listening to the Motherhood Restored podcast, where we talk about how to overcome destructive anger and burnout as a mother with the Lord's help. We discuss how to get to the root of our anger and destructive patterns, as well as implement joy and helpful motherhood and marriage tips along the way. I'm Natalie Hickson. I used to hurt my kids and husband with my rage. With the Lord's help, I overcame the abusive and destructive behaviors and became a certified professional life coach, and now use my story, experience, and expertise to help other mamas restore their motherhood journeys so they can model healthy emotional processing to their kids, as well as find joy and actually love being the wife and mama the Lord created them to be. If that's you're in the right place listening to the right podcast, let's jump into today's episode. Hey, Mama. Okay, today is one of the episodes I'm calling Confessions of an Angry Mama. I just want to be 100% transparent with you and where I'm at and how I'm growing. And I make mistakes still, and I've never wanted anyone to ever think that I have arrived at some place where I never make mistakes. I'm going to keep making mistakes my entire life until I'm with the Lord. So I like to share moments with my clients. And now that I have a podcast, I'm going to be sharing them with you when I make mistakes and how I work through them to hopefully encourage you that you can work through these challenges, overcome them, and continue to grow. So this one that I'm talking about today, I'm going to tell you what happened, how I worked through it, and then I'm going to walk through a trigger tracker, because the trigger tracker is a free resource you can download on my website. There's the link in my show notes, but it will help you when you're looking through your trigger trackers to be able to just give you some examples on how to walk through it. So here's what happened. It's been a really extra busy week, and I had a dentist appointment that I had to get to. I was running a few minutes late as normal, because that's me. I'm always running a few minutes late. And I can just remember feeling the weight of all the things that I need to do and how inconvenient the dentist appointment was. It's one of those ones where you schedule 6 months in advance and like, you know, what's going to be happening 6 months when you book the appointment. No. So again, I didn't know, but I knew I had a lot going on. A lot of stuff with work, a lot of stuff in just my house and things that I need to take care of. And it just was all weighing on me. And I didn't get to spend time with the Lord that morning because I just had been running late. I had asked my middle kiddo, I'd asked her to do something for me, and she said she would do it. And this is when I'm like racing to get out of the house. Okay. And I said, please do it. And she was looking at her phone, doing something on her phone. And she said, yeah, I'll do it. But I wanted it to be done immediately. And I felt like she wasn't listening to me, which wasn't fair. But at the same time, it was a little distracting because, again, so much going on, trying to get out of the house. And she wasn't moving in the direction of where I wanted her to go. She was moving the opposite direction. So I yelled and I said a bad word and I said, why aren't you doing this? Fine, I'll do it myself. And so I just went the other way to take care of it. And she said, Mom, why are you getting so upset? I'm doing what you said. And I had asked her to go get something and she thought it was downstairs, whereas it was actually upstairs. So because she wasn't turning around, she was headed down the stairs, and because she wasn't going up the stairs to go do what I asked, I thought she wasn't listening to me. So again, all this assuming, and my brain is, oh, I'm already late. I'm supposed to be at the dentist at that moment. I said, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. No, it's up here. You need to get it up here. And she's, oh. But I felt so bad because I totally exploded on her and said a bad word. And I was like, I'm so sorry, Sky. Please forgive me. It's not you. It's totally me. And it's my fault that I'm in this panic mode right now. And she said, it's fine, just go. So I did go, but on my way to the dentist appointment, I'm just feeling this, ugh, and I really want to call her and just profusely apologize for what had happened. But at the same time, I knew she was still frustrated about what happened, and I just needed to give her some time and space. We had made amends enough to where leaving the house felt fine, but I just still felt so bad. And so I called my mom, and I'm sure I said a quick prayer before I called my mom. I usually always do, just like, Lord, please be with me right now. I'm so overwhelmed. I'm so frustrated. And I really need to talk through this. Please be with my mom when I call her. I usually always pray for my mom when I call before I call her. Not always, but in this case, I remember doing so. And so I called her and she's like, what's going on? And I just told her everything. I'm like, I'm so stressed out. There's all this that I need to do, and there's this going on and that. And I have to go to the dentist appointment, and I don't like going to the dentist. And then I blew up on Sky. And she's like, oh no, what happened? And I told her, and she's like, oh, it's okay. She'll be fine. And then I think I had a call. Oh, I had the dentist calling me, and I was just telling them that I had called them and they're calling me back. So I had to leave a message, but they were calling to let me know that it was fine that I was late. So keep coming. So then I call my mom back and I didn't get her. And so I waited a minute and then she called me back. She's like, I was on the phone with Sky and she's fine. I was like, okay. So that was good. But I just was able to vent out to my mom like all the things that was stressing me out and overwhelming me. And in the last episode that released, it was the sit and pray. And I talk about there's safe people in your life, hopefully you can find to talk through some situations and work through just being able to process and maybe even get ideas. So it was frustrating though, because on my way to the dentist, I started crying. I'm like, no, I don't want to cry. I'm going to the dentist. So my mom was helpful in getting me to think of other things. And then after the dentist, of course, I was feeling better because I wasn't focusing on everything. I was talking to the dentist and my body had time to calm down. And when I got home, I was able to talk to Sky again and just constructively say, hey, kiddo, what happened this morning was totally my bad. Please forgive me. It was not you. It was absolutely just my lack of preparation and taking out my frustration on you. And she's like, it's fine, mom. I forgive you. So that's what happened. And I'm going to take you now through the trigger tracker. Oh, before I do that, though, I want to tell you that after I came home from my dentist appointment, I had to jump on a group call, a group coaching call, which they heard about this experience too. But before I did that, I was even 5 minutes late to the call because I just knew that before I coached anybody, I needed to get right with the Lord. So I sat there and I prayed, and He led me to Psalm 51. The whole psalm was amazing, is amazing. And I read it, but I'm going to read just a Psalm, let's see, 51, 8 through 11 to you for the sake of time. And this is the New Living Translation. But this is what I read, and He just righted my heart before I got on a phone call with, or the coaching call with my clients, so that He could use me and cleanse me. And it's so beautiful. Oh, give me back my joy again. You have broken me. Now let me rejoice. Don't keep looking at my sins. Remove the stain of my guilt. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a loyal spirit within me. Do not banish me from your presence, and don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and make me willing to obey you. That was through 12. Sorry. So it was just so refreshing because He was, take my guilt, Lord. Please forgive me for my sins and cleanse me, Lord. Prepare me to be in your presence and to serve others. And no kidding, the verse after in 13 says, then I will teach your ways to rebels and they will return to you. Now, not at all that I consider my mamas that I'm coaching rebels, but I just thought it was really cool that me taking that time to be with the Lord and just make myself right with Him again, it was just like, you're about to get on and teach mamas how to work through this stuff. And by being right with me, and me using you to speak into their lives, they'll return to you and they will be able to do the same thing you just did, which was repent, release your guilt, and keep walking forward in service to me. So it was just really beautiful how he spoke to my heart in that way before I jumped on my call. And it was a really good call after that too. And the rest of the day went well. And he reminded me that he's got everything in control and I don't need to be overwhelmed and stressed about stuff. God is so good. So let's go through the trigger tracker. I'm going to read the question in the tracker and answer it. Date event happened. Oh goodness. I think it was Wednesday, April 10 is when it happened in the morning. What happened? Write out the circumstances and what happened while you were upset. I was late to my dentist appointment. I had asked Sky to take care of something for me. I wanted done immediately. We had a miscommunication about it and I yelled at her and said a bad word. What time of day was it? It was in the morning. Is this a common trigger that you experience? Not typically anymore, but again, stuff happens, right? So I would say I am flustered if I'm late. So there can be little moments where I get a little flustery and the kids get annoyed with me. I don't typically swear at them anymore, though. What actions did you take during this trigger? Did you scream, belittle, threaten? Yes, I yelled at her and used a bad word, which I would consider belittling. What were the results of your actions? How did others respond? She definitely got defensive and didn't understand why I was so upset. The poor thing, she was like, I thought I was going to do what you wanted me to do. Of course, it created a reaction her where she was got defensive back and not in a rude way. She just was like, what is going on? I don't understand. And that's totally normal. What feelings were you experiencing? I was feeling angry that I didn't think she was listening to me. I was disgusted with myself for being late. And I think that's about it. Were you tired, hungry, hormonal, upset about this, about a different situation? I was overwhelmed that morning thinking about all the things I needed to do and annoyed that I had to go to this dentist appointment. What thoughts were going through your mind while you were upset? Why isn't she looking, listening to me? Why is she looking at her phone? Why is she going the wrong way? Did anyone say or do anything that escalated your feelings? Just the fact that the miscommunication, Sky didn't do what I thought she was supposed to, like, she wasn't going in the direction I wanted her to, right? Did you feel insecure, fearful, or out of control about the situation? Just out of control in the overwhelm of the chaos that was happening. That's what I was feeling. Were you projecting your feelings onto others? You wanted them to know just how angry and hurt you were? 100%. I was yelling at her that I would just do it myself. And I didn't call her a cuss word. I just said a cuss word and let her know that I was not happy with her going in the wrong direction. Do you believe this trigger has deeper roots? Is there a coping pattern you use to stem from your childhood or past current unhealthy relationship? No, I don't think that this has any major deeper roots. I literally was just feeling frustrated and overwhelmed with my lack of preparation for the day. Do you see any patterns, triggers, unmet needs after writing all of this out? Yes, I'm always working on trying to get better at getting out the door on time and not getting distracted. So that is something that I'm continually working on, and I might be working on that my entire life. We always joke, I was one of those babies who was a week late. So I've always been late, right? How did you recover and how did you recover with others involved? I asked the Lord for forgiveness. I asked him before I called my mom, and then I asked him to be with my mom. And then I also, before I left, apologized, telling her it wasn't her, it was me. And then I talked to her when I got home and just calmly went through what happened and that it was my fault and that I appreciated her willingness to help me out. And then I also took time with the Lord before I started my coaching call. Work on changing your thoughts from destructive to productive. Capture the negative thoughts and change them to positive thoughts around this trigger. Write the positive thoughts that you can use to be more productive in your responses. So instead of me thinking, the stupid phone, why is she so distracted on it? Why won't she just listen to me? I could have thought to not assume, just say, hey, Sky, did you hear me? And where are you headed? I could have been much more productive in that. Seek godly wisdom. Pray and find a Bible verse that convicts or encourages you around the trigger behavior or attitude. Well, I already read it to you. That was Psalm 51. I encourage you to read the whole Psalm. It's so good. It's the one that also talks about how, let's see, where is it? Wash me clean from my guilt, purify me from my sin, for I recognize my rebellion. It haunts me day and night. Against you and you alone, I have sinned. I have done what is evil in your sight. You will be proved right in what you say, and your judgment against me is just. For I was born a sinner, yes, from the moment my mother conceived me, but you desire honesty from the womb, teaching me wisdom even there. Purify me from my sins, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I'll be whiter than snow. Oh, give me back joy again. You have broken me. Now let me rejoice. Don't keep looking at my sins. Remove my stain of guilt. And so on. I already read all the others. I just was reading starting from, I think I started halfway through one. But go read Psalm 51. I'm telling you, it's so good. All right. So that really wraps up the trigger checker. And that was how I worked through that really challenging situation. Again, for me, if I would just have taken time to prepare and instead of assuming that she didn't hear me stop, I could have, even though it was already late, I could have stopped, taken a deep breath, turn around and look at her and say, hey, kiddo, did you hear what I asked you to do? And that would have been a very productive way to work through it. I was already late anyways, and I did call the dentist to let them know it's going to be late. So that's how I worked through it. There's my confession. I hope that was encouraging and helpful just to hear that, you know what, we go through these things. This is how we can work through them. Even if we blow it, it's important to recover and respond and think about how do we change this up for the next time. And also, one of the most important things is after we make that mistake and done what we needed to recover with the other person and we've repented, we need to let it go. It's no longer burdening me. It's not something I'm looking back at and feeling like I'm such a terrible mom or I'm so dumb because I can't get out of the house on time. It's none of that is going on in my mind. I'm like, okay, I have things to work on and I'll keep walking forward and trusting the Lord in this. And we'll keep trigger tracking and sitting and recovering and growing in the Lord, going back to his word. So, all right, I'm going to pray. And all right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your love. Thank you, Lord, that you do wash our sins white as snow, that you do restore joy to our hearts and hope, and that you do wash our sin away and make us blameless and guiltless in your sight through Christ and the sacrifice that he gave his life for us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we can learn from our challenges and grow. And I just pray that the mama listening today, if she's done something that's really hurting on her heart, weighing on her heart, Lord, that she needs to recover for, that you'll bring her into repentance with you and help her to recover well with her, the person that maybe she's feeling bad about. Help the mama listening, Lord, to know that once we give our lives to you and we repent that we no longer need to carry the burdens of our sins, we get to give those to you and trust that you have taken them and we get to walk in faith serving you forward. Thank you so much, Lord, for your love. In your precious name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Hey, thanks for listening. My prayer is this podcast episode gave you motivation, hope, and encouragement to start taking the steps forward in healing so you can enjoy being the wife and mama the Lord has made you to be. No mama should feel alone in her anger, and she needs to know there's hope and restoration for her motherhood journey. You can make a huge difference in the life of another mama who may be struggling with destructive anger and burnout by simply liking and sharing this podcast with others.
Also, hit the subscribe button so you don't miss the next helpful episode. Thanks again for sharing, and have a blessed day.